And how complicated is the tin whistle? They'd be easier than the piano?
Yeah. Because you don't really have to learn notes on whistles because you can make up while you go. I learned how to play a tin whistle.
Really?
Yeah. And that's how I got so good at it. You don't need to put really good effort into it and try to play a real song. Just make up while you go. It's easy.
Yeah, that sounds candy, really.
Until you get the hang of it. Then you can start playing real songs.
But it means it's easy to start.
Yeah.
I mean, even I could start. What's a wrong note anyway? I mean, how would you do a wrong note?
I don't know. It's just people might think, even though they, by accident, they might do the wrong note, like...
Could you play me a wrong note? Go on, play me a wrong note. Right.
That's what I call it. It's not really the name I got.
So something that is something which is a wrong note out of tune.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right. So play me a right note then. You played me a wrong note a minute ago. Play me a right note. Lovely. So that was a right note?
Yeah.
Lovely. And was that one in tune?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good. I wish I could play a musical instrument. I really wish I could.
Why don't you start off with a flute? It gets your fingers ready.
But wouldn't I be better with a tin whistle? Or would I be better with a flute?
I think that you might want to... If you're a starter, with the flutes and the tin whistles, maybe you should first go on to the recorder. That's what I did.
Ah,
it's the exact same as a tin whistle. It just except it has different tunes, and it gets you ready.
So I shouldn't start on the tin whistle. Go straight to you. Start with the recorder.
Yeah.
Right. And then if I get good on the recorder, I can go up to the tin whistle.
Yeah.
And after the tin whistle, what will I move on to if I'm good at the tin whistle? Go on to the flute. Great.
Yeah.
And after the flute, if I was good at the flute, what would I go on to next?
Maybe the piano.
Oh, I can't.
Because if you're done exercising your fingers with the flute, I think that you might want to go onto the piano. And then after the piano, I think it might be the harp.
All right. But you can't blow a harp.
I know.
You can't even blow a piano.
I know. It's just that the flute gives you exercise in your fingers. Everyone knows how to blow into the flute, but it just exercises your fingers to get ready for the piano. That then comes the harp.
Ah, right. And where would you go after the harp? What would you do next after the harp?
I'm not really sure.
I mean,
because I think you had to put all your arm strength into the harp. So you have to have long arms. So it will take like a while to learn recorder, tin whistle, whistle, then piano, and then the harp. So then I think that you'll have your arms ready, and then you go on to the harp. But I'm not sure what comes after the harp.
No, neither am I. Okay, we've arrived at Riding. We're at Hop Island Riding School.